The world's oceans. The air and the sea exchange gases such as carbon dioxide. Ocean currents are caused by tides, winds, and changes in water temperature and salinity. The sea is the salty water that includes the Arctic, Atlantic, Indian, Pacific, and Southern oceans. The sea covers 70% of planet Earth. The sea moderates the Earth's climate and has important roles in the water cycle, the carbon cycle, and the nitrogen cycle. The air and sea are very closely connected. Many gases in the air are able to move from the air into seawater. This is called dissolving. Many gases in seawater are able to move from seawater into the air. This is called evaporation. Gases move backwards and forwards between the sea surface and the air. Sometimes the movement of these gases is part of a cycle, for example, the carbon cycle. How easily gases are able to move between water and air depends on the sea conditions. The calmer the sea surface, the more difficult it is for gases to move from one to another. The rougher the sea surface, the easier it is for gases to move from one to another. One gas in the air that is easily dissolved in seawater is carbon dioxide. Because carbon dioxide easily dissolves in water, we say that carbon dioxide is soluble. Carbon dioxide is also harmless to humans, so that is why it is used as the gas in carbonated drinks such as Coca-Cola and lemonade. Carbon dioxide in the sea is used by marine plants called phytoplankton. These tiny plants are the start of all marine food chains. Ocean currents. The sea is always moving. When huge masses of seawater move, they cause currents. Here are the main reasons for why there are currents in the oceans. Number one, the moon's gravity pulls the oceans toward it as it circles the Earth. This causes the tides. Number two, winds blow across the sea surface and push the water along. Number three, cold water is heavier, so it sinks, causing warmer water to take its place. Number four, warm water is lighter, so it rises, causing colder water to take its place. Number five, salty water is heavier, so it sinks, causing less salty water to take its place. Surface ocean currents are usually caused by wind. This is why surface water in the northern hemisphere flows in a clockwise direction, and in the southern hemisphere, surface water flows counterclockwise. Deep ocean currents are caused by changes in water temperature and salinity. These change the water's density. Deep ocean currents are sometimes called submarine rivers and cannot be detected easily except where they come to the surface. When the current comes to the surface, it's called an upwelling. When the water sinks, it is called a downwelling. Argo floats that stay at 1,000 meters for 9 days at a time are shifted around by these deep currents. Next step learning. Find out about a large ocean current, its name, where it starts from and goes to, and what effect it has on the weather.